Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Marcus Semien. Batting second. The third baseman, Matt Chapman. Batting third. The first baseman, Matt Olson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mark Kenha. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ramon Laureano. Batting sixth. The designated hitter, Chris Davis. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Robbie Grossman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hermann. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Franklin Barreto. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Brett Anderson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The catcher, Mitch Garver. Batting second. The shortstop, Jorge Polanco. Batting third. The designated hitter, Nelson Cruz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Miguel Sano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Marwin Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, CJ Cron. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Max Kepler. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jonathan Schoop. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Luis Ariz. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jose Berrios. And now, play ball. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Semien hits a ground ball towards first. Cron has it, but then juggles the ball. Semien reaches on the error. Semien is on first. Matt Chapman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Chapman is called out on strikes. One out. Matt Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Olson bunts down the third baseline for a base hit. Semien moves to second. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenha is hit by the pitch. Semien moves to third. Olson moves to second. Kenha is on first. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Laureano strikes out swinging. Two outs. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mitch Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garver hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Polanco hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Polanco is out. One out. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a drive into center field. Going, going, gone. A solo home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sano hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Sano is safe at second with a double. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gonzalez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Gonzalez is out. Sano moves to third. Two outs. CJ Cron batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cron hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Cron is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grossman hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Chris Hermann is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hermann hits a ground ball to second. Shoup steps on second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Franklin Barreto is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Barreto hits a fly ball towards center. Kepler makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kepler hits a ground ball towards first. Olsen fields it and makes the out, unassisted. One out. Jonathan Shoup is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Shoup hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Shoup is out. Two outs. Luis Ariz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ariz hits a ground ball towards the mound. Anderson throws to first, and Ariz is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Semien is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Semien is on with a walk. Matt Chapman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ground ball towards second. Shoup throws to second to get Semien. Chapman is on first. One out. Matt Olsen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Olsen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a line drive towards short. Polanco makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Kenha batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kenha is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kenha hits a fly ball towards right. Gonzalez is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mitch Garver is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garver hits a fly ball towards right. Kenha is there to make the catch. One out. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Polanco is 0 for 1 in the game. Polanco hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Polanco is out. Two outs. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cruz strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Laureano is 0 for 1 in the game. Laureano hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Grossman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grossman hits a ball towards the mound. Berrios can't make the play in time. Grossman gets a base hit. Chris Hermann is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sano hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Sano is out. One out. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out swinging. Two outs. CJ Cron is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cron hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Cron is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Franklin Barreto is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Barreto is 0-for-1 in the game. Barreto hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Barreto is out. One out. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Semien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Semien hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Ariz is there and makes the catch. Two outs. Matt Chapman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Chapman is on with a walk. Matt Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Olson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Olson is hit by the pitch. Chapman moves to second. Olson is on first. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kenha is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kenha softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Kenha is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kepler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kepler hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Kepler is out. One out. Jonathan Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0-for-1 in the game. Shoup hits a pop-up beyond second. Barreto gets back and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Ariz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ariz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ariz hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Ariz is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laureano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Laureano hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Laureano is out. One out. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Davis is on with a walk. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grossman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Grossman hits a fly ball towards center. Kepler makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hermann is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Davis moves to second. Tyler Duffy replaces Jose Berrios as pitcher. Franklin Barreto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barreto is 0-for-2 in the game. Barreto strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mitch Garver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Garver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Garver is on with a walk. Jorge Polanco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Polanco is 0-for-2 in the game. Polanco hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz hits a pop-up beyond second. Barreto gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Semien is on with a walk. Matt Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Cron makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Little replaces Tyler Duffy as pitcher. Matt Olson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Olson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Olson strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kenha is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kenha hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. Semien scores. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Laureano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Laureano hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sano hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. Yusmeiro Pettit replaces Brett Anderson as pitcher. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ground ball towards the mound. Pettit throws to first, and Gonzalez is out. One out. CJ Cron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cron is 0 for 2 in the game. Cron hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Ryan Buchter replaces Yusmeiro Pettit as pitcher. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kepler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kepler hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Ehire Adrianza pinch runs for CJ Cron batting 6th. Jonathan Shoup is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shoup is 0 for 2 in the game. Shoup hits a fly ball towards left. Grossman makes the catch for the out. Adrianza scores. That's a sacrifice fly. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Twins. Luis Ariz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Blake Parker replaces Zach Little as pitcher. Ehire Adrianza moves from pinch runner to first baseman. Robbie Grossman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grossman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Grossman hits a fly ball towards center. Kepler makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Hermann is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Jurik Sunprafar pinch hits for Franklin Barreto batting 9th. Jurik Sunprafar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Prafar strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semien is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Semien hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Semien is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jurik Sunprofar moves from pinch hitter to second baseman. Luis Ariz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ariz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ariz hits a fly ball towards left. Grossman makes the catch for the out. One out. Blake Treinen replaces Ryan Buchter as pitcher. Mitch Garver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Garver is on with a walk. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polanco is 0-for-3 in the game. Polanco hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Garver moves to second. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Cruz is out. Garver moves to third. Polanco moves to second. 2 outs. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Sano is on with a walk. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ground ball towards first. Olsen fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Taylor Rogers replaces Blake Parker as pitcher. Marwin Gonzalez moves from right fielder to left fielder. Jake Cave replaces Luis Ariz as right F. Matt Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Elder batting 9th. Chapman hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Chapman is out. One out. Matt Olson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Olson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Olson strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenha is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Kenha is hit by the pitch. Kenha is on first. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laureano is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Laureano hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Laureano is safe at second with a double. Kenha moves to third. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball towards first. Adrian Saw can't make the play in time. Davis gets a base hit. Kenha scores. Laureano scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Chad Pinder pinch hits for Robbie Grossman batting 7th. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pinder hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Davis moves to second. Josh Fegley pinch hits for Chris Hermann batting 8th. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fegley hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Fegley is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Liam Hendricks replaces Blake Treinen as pitcher. Josh Fegley moves from pinch hitter to C. Chad Pinder moves from pinch hitter to left fielder. Ehire Adrianza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Adrianza strikes out swinging. 1 out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kepler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kepler hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Jonathan Schoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Schoop is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schoop hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Schoop is safe at second with a double. Kepler moves to third. Eddie Rosario pinch hits for Jake Cave batting ninth. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rosario is walked intentionally, and takes first base. Mitch Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Garver hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.